Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. Today's Friday, October 30th. Today's podcast is a brief update on our business and a rundown of where we stand with COVID. So in September, I started conducting a series of town hall meetings with our operations supervisors, beginning here in Groton. And in my view, a view I shared in each of those discussions, the ops supervisors have the toughest job in shipbuilding without qualification. It's our job, especially my job, to remove any obstacles that get in their way. We're making progress on that. And as you've heard on previous podcasts, our design work for Columbia and the Virginia payload module is further along at start of construction than any other ships in our history. Material availability and the capability of our suppliers is improved and getting better every day. I'm also seeing great teamwork between the planning and the production teams. And our operations teams at Quonset and here in Groton are really stepping up and generating improvement after improvement to take advantage of the support they're being given from across the entire EB team. It is an entire team effort. I've completed the town hall sessions in the Groton shipyard, and next week we'll be starting to hold sessions with our ops supervisors at Quonset Point. I'll share my perspective on our business and listen as they describe some of their challenges. I'm looking forward to it. I'll continue these sessions with other leaders outside of operations in similar small group settings. You can let Liz Power know if you think your team would benefit from a town hall session. I'd like to tell you about a great effort underway in Groton by the team working on the post-shakedown availability, or PSA, for the USS Delaware. This is SSN 791. So Delaware docked in Graving Dock Number 1 on July 15th. A PSA availability is typically something scheduled for several months after the ship delivery and is a final opportunity for us to complete any outstanding work, upgrades, or warranty repairs prior to the ship joining the fleet for extended operations. The USS Delaware PSA was scheduled as a three-month pierside availability here in Groton. And about 2 months before the PSA was scheduled to begin, our waterfront team was asked to replan the availability to repair an emergent issue with the Delaware's bow dome. The neoprene boot had become detached from the dome and actually fell off while the ship was underway and required the ship to be docked for repair. The docking and emergent repairs increased the PSA length to approximately 11 months, and the delivery is now scheduled for June of 2021. As all of us know, the key to a successful availability is preparation. The PSA team had their normal planning time reduced by more than half, so they really had to work together to revise the PSA plan and prepare for executing some very challenging work that EB had never accomplished before on a Virginia-class submarine. To replace the bow dome boot, the entire bow dome needed to be removed and a new one put in its place. A spare dome from Quonset Point was barged to Groton. Bow dome handling fixtures had to be shipped in, one from Portsmouth Naval Shipyard and one all the way from Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard. Now, EB has not completed a bow dome replacement in over 15 years in a repair availability. So trades, engineering, and many support departments rallied to plan, practice, and successfully execute the removal and reinstallation of the bow dome. The old dome was removed. The new dome was installed safely, and the overall dome replacement is on schedule. While there's much work remaining to be accomplished on this particular availability, I saw great drive, teamwork, and resilience by the 791 PSA team, and that's going to help restore the material condition of the Delaware and return her to the fleet safely next summer. So I want to say thanks to everyone involved for your focus and your teamwork. Great team effort. So as we close out this work week, we've seen rising numbers of COVID cases in our communities. That's reflected in the 21 employees who tested positive this week as of the taping of this podcast. So once a positive case is confirmed, EB files an established protocol. This morning, the senior leadership team and I communicated with all supervisors the specifics of that protocol as a reminder. It's posted on Homeport's COVID page for your reference. We ask that our leaders take time over the coming week to have a conversation with their team members so that we all understand what happens if there's a positive case in a work group. These conversations will be shared at a staff meeting or maybe a start of shift or end of shift muster or in other settings. I'm also asking all of our supervisors, all of our leaders, to lead by example. Make sure you're doing your part before you ask your people to do theirs. And make sure you're following the basics of preventing COVID. Please, we need to continue to do the right thing to keep ourselves, our families, and our coworkers safe. Wear a mask or appropriate facial covering when on EB property. And really, I'd wear a mask no matter where I am, on EB property or not. This mask must be worn properly, and make sure your nose and your mouth are covered. The mask can be removed when you're eating or drinking. We need to continue to practice social distancing. Try to keep at least 6 feet of distance from others, including when you're eating or drinking. Stay away from work if you have symptoms of COVID-19. Stay home, contact your healthcare provider in order to determine the next steps. And if you become sick while you're at work, inform your supervisor, go home, and then contact EB Medical. And remember to always be washing your hands frequently. I appreciate the effort. Thanks, everyone, and we'll talk again soon.